This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Arizona Republican Congressman David Schweikert, representing the Grand Canyon State's 5th Congressional District. He's a freshman, part of the class of 2010, and he is a member of the House Financial Services Committee. We want to talk to him about a couple of subjects, primarily the ongoing fight between Republicans and Democrats over the remaining funding for the government over the rest of the fiscal year and into next year. A continuing resolution passed back a couple of weeks ago will expire on March 18th. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, I'm elated to be here. Though, are you telling me there's a fight between Republicans and Democrats?
It's hard to believe, I'm sure.
Well, actually, we've been joking that if it comes to the Senate, we think it's Democrat fighting with Democrat.
Well, we saw that, too. The Democrats lead, of course, the Senate, and they couldn't pass the Republican or the Democratic budget resolution this week. So what we're heading for is perhaps a showdown of some sort March 18th. Many people seem to think we'll get another short-term continuing resolution. What was your reaction this week to the fact in the Senate that the Democrats, first of all, defeated the continuing resolution for the rest of this fiscal year that contained about $61 billion in cuts that your chamber, the House, passed a couple weeks ago?
Well, actually, I'm sorry to sound a little bit inflammatory, but it's pathetic. You know, when the U.S. Senate can't even pass the Democrat version, which was, what did it have, only like $6 billion in cuts?
Right.
And they can't pass ours. You know, who's in charge over there? Do we have any adults right now in the U.S. Senate? And did they pay any attention to what happened last November? And here becomes the great irony. We're about to create another continuing resolution, a short-term one. Maybe this one will be 3 weeks. Well, at 3 weeks times a couple $1 billion in cuts a week, that's going to be $6 billion. How are they going to vote out a three-week continuing resolution with $6 billion in cuts when they couldn't even pass out their own $6 billion for the rest of the year? This is going to be fascinating theater next week to see if we have some adults in the U.S. Senate.
It will be interesting to see. I know you've had some committee meetings this afternoon, Congressman, so I don't know if you had a chance to watch any of the president's press conference today, where he essentially called for both sides to be responsible. He basically said that many of the cuts that the Republicans had proposed were irresponsible. He said he wanted deep additional investment in education and clean energy, didn't want to see any cuts in Pell Grants or Head Start or anything like that. So I know both parties have accused him of a lack of leadership on this issue. What do you make of his comments, and how will they impact this debate at all?
If that's what the president said, then you have to be just horribly disappointed, because I was very optimistic that someone had bought him a calculator and he was going to be able to deal with some reality on the numbers. Look, we were $223 billion short just last month. In that 28 days, we borrowed more money in the previous 28 days of February than we did, you know, in what was the highest year in the previous administration. Rome is burning, and this president and the Democrats in the Senate are playing a fiddle.
One of the things that has been said in the past few weeks, especially with the vote on the previous two-week continuing resolution, there were a lot of Republicans in the House, especially conservatives, who said, well, we'll vote for this one, but the next vote has to be for the rest of the fiscal year. Now, of course, as you just mentioned, we're talking about a three-week extension. How do you feel about that, and do you believe at some point here that conservatives need to draw a line in the sand and say either the Democrats are going to go along with this or we might actually end up with some sort of government shutdown?
Well, you know, there's that running joke of how do you eat an elephant, one bite at a time. You know, if the president was asking for, you know, leadership, look at it. The House did a budget, or, well, not even a budget, our continuing resolution through the rest of the year. We sent it to the Senate. Okay, they didn't do anything with it. We did a two-week, you know, with $4 billion in cuts. We sent it to the Senate, and the Senate did pass that one. At some point, if the president's serious, he'll go sit down with Harry Reid and the senators and say, maybe the House Republicans shouldn't be doing all the heavy lifting. Can they get their act together? As one of those conservatives in the House, you know, I'm getting my $2 billion a week. I would prefer to do the entire year so there's some visibility, because this is a horrible way to run a country. Think about this. Every time we're doing procurement right now, we're literally doing procurement contracts saying, well, I can only go out 2 weeks with you. It's an irrational thing we're engaging in, but we're also engaging in this because the previous Congress didn't do its job.
We've seen some congressmen say this 2 to 3 week process will run all the way to the end of the fiscal year, end of September. Others say no, there's going to be some sort of compromise somewhere. This will get done on a larger platform over the next few months. What's your sense on how this is going to get resolved, if at all?
My great hope is something like military, because that procurement issue is so huge with military. At least we come to an agreement, pull that out, provide the visibility so we know our procurement obligations there. This two-week bit is silly, but it seems to be the world that we have right now. And particularly for your listeners, whether they do it on our website or find some other spot, they need to understand how bad the budget numbers are. Our current revenues won't even cover defense and discretionary, and you'd also have to take off $100 billion in entitlements just to balance the budget this year. We're that much underwater.
In his press conference today, President Obama also talking about his concern over rising gas prices. I know there have been a number of members of Congress who have said point blank that they believe this is more than acceptable to the president because he wants higher energy prices to boost demand and intensity towards his clean energy agenda. He did say today that he's in favor of temporary additional drilling, energy production in order to bring up supply. What's your sense on his commitment towards that?
If he used the word temporary, I hope the folks who were listening on the other side were rolling in the aisles laughing. How do you do temporary drilling? That's just absurd. Look, what's that old Russian saying, fool me once, I be fooled, fool me twice? We went through this in the summer of 2008. We elected a Congress that was very hostile for us using our own natural resources. And we elected a president who was very hostile to us using our own natural resources. Now we're sitting here 2 years later. This is what we got. In many ways, we did this to ourselves. Are they ready to step up and deal with reality? Because it's more than just the gas prices. We're talking about jobs. When we don't use our own natural resources, we're not creating American jobs.
The president was essentially referring, just to be fully forthright on that, about additional drilling as a stopgap measure, as a bridge to his clean energy future in the next 20, 25 years. The vast majority of it would be through wind and solar and all sorts of other things like that. What do you make of that, and especially his the money he wants to put towards that in education?
Well, think about this. Maybe I'm a little older than some of the other freshmen, but I swear I remember literally the same language being used during the Carter administration. We're going to get ourselves off of foreign oil. We're going to have these alternatives, and we're going to throw this money at it. And and think about some of the great successes we've had the last decade, corn-based ethanol, some other programs like that. At some point, we're going to have to deal with the reality. We want clean energy. We love it, but it has to have some rationale in a marketplace. And just because we wish it doesn't make it true.
Real quickly, March 18th, what do you expect to happen on the budget?
My guess is we will produce another short-term continuing resolution, and we'll send it to the Senate, and hopefully we'll see the Senate not dither and actually get something done.
We'll certainly keep our eyes on the ball. Thank you, sir, very much for your time. Have a great weekend.
No, it's been fun. Anytime.
Thank you, sir. Arizona Republican Congressman David Schweikert represents his state's 5th Congressional District, member of the House Financial Services Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.